Not that there's not. There's something admirable in going out there and doing your best and even succeeding. And you can sure congratulate yourself on that. But you also remember that even if you were able to follow that way of doing it, it's because God gave you some sort of fortitude within yourself that you could stick to something. As someone who had no power, who was very weak, it's very easy for me to, because the way I was delivered was to no self-control. I mean, I've never been able to have self-control in many things. Food, drugs, alcohol, lust, all those things. But as it pleases God, he gives it for free. He's very generous. Again, he wants patience to have its perfect work, that you would be perfect in everything. Think of James chapter 1. And go back, study that with the teaching I did on that. Yeah, the Holy Ghost teaches. The Holy Ghost teaches us a certain kind of wisdom, comparing spiritual with spiritual. Natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. I believe I spoke about that. Their foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Without the Spirit of God, you cannot discern these things. And, I try to teach them to people sometimes who ask me questions. At a certain point, there's a usefulness in it, because I like to be exercised, and also I think, other people could read this and be edified. But not too long ago, I had to tell someone, I'm like, would you just stop writing me? Leave me alone. It's like, I'm rejecting you. I didn't say that, but that's what you do. The heretic, after the second or third admonition, reject. That's at your discretion. As far as, there could be some usefulness in continuing to resist him and to oppose him for the sake of the truth. Michael disputed with Satan about the body of Moses. But he did not bring against him a railing accusation. Now, disputed means he opposed. Nothing wrong with standing in opposition to the enemy. Paul does that all the time. He names names. He stands against them. We sometimes have to oppose the enemies. That's what God has. He's given. What do you think we put on armor for? To do battle spiritually. Not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of the darkness of this world. Spiritual power. Spiritual wickedness. The spirit of the world. The wisdom of the world. We're sometimes combating that. The wisdom of the world is a principality. It is a power. We got to fight against it. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet himself is judged of no man. Ultimately speaking, mankind is not going to judge us. Spiritual. Now, again, when it talked about the office of a bishop or the office of an elder, they're supposed to have a good report of them that are without. So don't go around thinking, I'm not going to be judged on anybody. No, he that is spiritual isn't judged of anyone, because he that is truly spiritual is walking as Christ walked. He judges all things. Again, what about, look at Paul's contradicting Jesus. Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged. No, he did say that. He judged, but he also said, judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you're going to be judged. And so, a man that is walking in righteousness can submit to the judgment of God. And therefore, he is going to be judged by the judgment of God. My point is, I want to be willing to submit myself to that. Jesus also said, judge not after the outward appearance, but judge righteous judgment. How do you judge not over the outward appearance? Most of what we judge is what we see. By the Spirit of God, we can make deeper judgments, because the Spirit of God searches all things. Careful though. You always want to take care in judgment. And how you judge. Take heed how you judge and how you hear. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Who's going to tell God how to judge things? See, that's the thing. It's like, if we're spiritual, we know the judgment of God. As Paul said about all manner of sins in Romans chapter 1, 1 and 2, he lists all these sins and he says, and then verse chapter 2, he says, hey, but we know that the judgment of God is sure concerning these things, concerning them which do these things. The judgment of God says that those who do these things are going to be destroyed. We know the judgment of God. I don't judge things. I judge all things because what? Why? Because the Spirit of God is in me. It searches all things. It teaches me all His judgments. You know, Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay the tithe of the mint and anise and cumin, but have neglected the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith." Everyone judges. There's no such thing as judge not. Jesus never said judge not. That's like saying Jesus said go and sin, because he said that too. Do you know Jesus said go and sin? Yeah, he said go and sin. So why don't you just go and sin? You judge not people. Judge not and go and sin. What are you talking about, Paul? Well, Jesus said go and sin. No more. But you know, he did say go and sin, so you don't have to take the rest of the context. I mean, all that matters is you just said two words or two, three words. Judge not. Again, the context is always important. And also the fact that at other times he makes statements that clarify that when he says, judge not according to the outward appearance, but judge righteous judgment. We are to judge righteous judgment. Jesus said the Son of Man judges nothing. You know, I judge no man. He goes, but it also says the Father has committed all judgment to the Son. It depends on what way he means judging. It depends on what kind of judgment or from what perspective we're talking judgment is coming from. Is it coming from he's sitting as judge? Or is it coming from the idea that God has already judged the entire world from the beginning of time? We judge all because the Spirit reveals all. And we're not judged because the Spirit causes us to walk in uprightness, in justification. We are justified before God. The sins of our past wiped out, and the blood of Christ is the power to walk uprightly, to walk as He walked, as the Apostle John put it. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself to walk even as He walked. We got to walk the way He walked. You know, what would Jesus do? Or how about this? I like this better. What did Jesus do? Not what would he do. He wouldn't get into half the situations we get into. You know? What would Jesus do? He probably wouldn't even be here. That's a lot of times your answer. What would Jesus say? What did Jesus say? You know, the thing, what would Jesus do? Now you're getting into just guesswork. Why don't you just say this? What did Jesus do? What did Jesus say? Do you even know? If you don't know what Jesus said, and if you don't know what Jesus did,